This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military officials at the Pentagon on Tuesday declined to comment on a statement by Iran-aligned Khatib Hezbollah announcing the suspension of all its military operations against U.S. troops in the region.
We've seen those reports. I don't have a specific comment to provide other than actions speak louder than words.
Pentagon spokesperson Major General Patrick Ryder said there had already been three attacks against U.S. forces in the region since Sunday's drone attack on a base in Jordan that killed three soldiers and wounded more than 40 troops. Palestinian officials said Israeli forces in disguise raided a hospital in the occupied West Bank on Tuesday. AP News Director for Israel and the Palestinian Territories, Joseph Fetterman, reports from Jerusalem.
The forces were disguised as women and medical professionals. They moved into the hospital and killed three wanted militants from Hamas. This is just another example of how the fighting in Gaza has threatened to ripple across the entire region. Now, hospitals are not normally targeted. They enjoy special protections. But Israel says when Hamas uses a site like a hospital, that makes it a legitimate target.
The AP's Joseph Fetterman. The Israeli army said Tuesday it's sending water into Gaza's tunnels in a bid to destroy the sprawling underground network used by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants to launch attacks on Israel. It's part of a range of tools deployed by the IDF, or Israeli army, to neutralize the threat of Hamas's subterranean network of tunnels, the military said in a statement confirming media reports. Dubbed the Gaza Metro by the Israeli army, there were over 1,300 tunnels and 500 kilometers in Gaza at the start of the war.